I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
You know, we were talking before the show. You guys, Michael Thompson and Pepe Mantilla, are basically Waldorf and Statler from the Muppets at the time.
Just a couple of old guys?
A couple of old guys fighting with each other.
Yelling at each other. Yeah, it's great.
So we're going to be calling names now to people. Right?
That's not a name. I didn't call you. I compared you.
Yeah, with Pepe.
Look, now you turned and winked like you're doing something really smart.
He tried to make you feel bad.
No, he must be out with someone other than Liz.
Exactly.
If he turned and winked.
Exactly. So I wanted to mention this because it's important. If you are a college student right now, you can apply now through March 22nd to be part of our part-time paid internship program with a focus on marketing and content and sales. Believe me, you will be a really big part of the summer of 710. You'll be part of Mandy's 3 and All-Star Friday Night and more. If you want to be part of this, and by the way, we have got so many people working here who have come up through this program, go to goodkarmabrands.com/careers for more information. Got to apply by March the 22nd, and you've got to be a current college student. All right, so Mike Florio did a thing on, I think he was on the McAfee show. And he was talking about the fact that some people get suckered when they're dealing with agents, reporters trying to break stories. He says the agents often send group texts to everybody who is clamoring to be the first ones to win the thumb race to Twitter with the details. The reporters don't ask any questions. They just run out with whatever the agent sends them. They don't push back at all. So I always go back to this. Who broke the LeBron to the Lakers story?
Clutch. They sent out a release.
But who was the first reporter?
Was it a Woj?
No. I think that Clutch sent out a press release saying LeBron's going to the Lakers, and that's how the story broke.
Who broke the news that Shohei Ohtani was coming to the Dodgers?
Not the guy who said he was going to Toronto.
You're right.
J.P. Hornstra.
Yeah. It was not him. I guess the point I'm
Dodgers
making.
Nation.
The point I'm making is nobody remembers who was first, and nobody cares who's first.
I don't agree with that.
Why is first such a big deal? You can't even name the people that broke gigantic stories first. You don't even remember.
No, I think most really, really big stories you always remember. Who broke the Watergate scandal?
Well, I mean, there's you're choosing something
who
from
broke
history.
LeBron going back to Cleveland?
I don't know.
Lee Jenkins.
Oh, see, didn't know.
Yeah.
You think it's important to be first with the story?
Who broke Peyton Manning to the Broncos?
No clue.
Chris Mortensen. Those guys get paid a lot of money because they break
stuff.
But
everybody's got the story. It's just a matter, like what Florio is saying, it's just a thumb race to Twitter. How quick can I get this online? And in the end, I don't really care who broke the story. It really doesn't matter to me who broke the story. If Woj gets it, Shams will have it a minute later or vice versa. If Schefter gets it, Florio will get it or vice versa. I just don't understand the obsession with I've got to be first. Because when you've got to be first, you tend to make mistakes. And as Florio says, you don't push back on any of your sources.
If Ramona were here, what she would say is it's one of the main things she and other people of her ilk get judged by. Can you break stories?
Well, breaking stories is different from I'm going to be first no matter what. I don't know. Is Ramona
that's the definition of a breaking story.
Is Ramona a I'm going to beat everybody to the story person?
She, at times, she can be, but no, not usually. She's more writing articles.
She's more like writing articles and stuff.
One of the things that happened is if an NBA reporter at ESPN has a story to break, it will be broken by Woj. That's the unwritten rule. So even if McMenamin or Momo or Malika or any of them have inside information, what they are told to do is call Woj, and then they'll break it together. It'll be reported by Adrian Wojnarowski and Ramona Shelburne, LeBron's coming to the Lakers. even if it was Ramona's story from the beginning, Woj, when he came to ESPN, had that put in his deal.
Right.
It's all running through me. And I don't know if it's the same for Schefter, but Woj, and one of the reasons they do that is Woj may already know something and
right.
he can
sure.
add to that
they
story.
They can collaborate.
Right. But I think if you ask people that do that for a living, they would tell you it's very important who breaks stuff.
What I will say is, I don't care if you write it first. It makes no difference. Shohei Ohtani is a Dodger. I don't have no clue who broke that story.
Right, it could have been Ken Rosenthal. It could have been Jeff Passan.
Okay,
it doesn't matter.
Marosi, it could have been John Heyman. Okay, could have been any
I read an article about...
Oh, yeah, it was Ohtani himself. Brian's right.
It was.
It was on Instagram. Yeah. He just put up an
Ohtani
LA.
Ohtani broke his own story.
Yeah, well, so did LeBron when he was coming to the Lakers. He had clutch break it. But... Why, okay, Mace, if you believe that, if it doesn't really matter...
It doesn't matter to me at
why
all.
Why pay $6 million a year for Adam Schefter?
I'm not the one that's writing checks.
Why pay $6 million a year for Woj?
Because I assume they're great reporters and they do have sources.
Because
but,
they break
but
stories.
But I don't care if they break them first. Yeah. I don't care if they write about them first.
Their,
it their doesn't matter to me.
Care.
I get it, but I don't. What I'm saying is, and I don't think the average person gives a damn.
Because you're a non-believer. You're a non-believer, but these people, you believe when they tell you that. Because they have
except
the
for John Heyman,
the credibility
and J.P. Hornstra, those
Dodgers
guys.
Nation.
Because they have the credibility, okay?
Yeah, no, they've got the credibility, and I'm not questioning. But if Woj has it, Shams will have it a second later. If Shams has it, Woj will have it a second later. It's just it, and in the end, I don't know if it was Woj or Shams, but I have the information.
Well, you're paying for they have sources, right? They have sources, and you know that you're going to get good information. But you're not paying for them to be first, and I think that's the biggest thing.
I think that their employers would tell you they are paying them to be first, to break stories, to be...
Because it's the company that they work for.
Right.
Call Momo.
Okay.
Call her. I want to talk about this. I think it's interesting. In the meantime, there's a story that Laura sent today, which I think is interesting, which is a survey of how many people in the shower use a loofah versus a washcloth. Now, do you use a loofah or a washcloth
neither.
In the shower?
Neither. Just your hand?
Yeah. I use it, but here's the thing
yep.
about me.
You take so many showers.
I do. I take 2 to 3 showers a day, and I take long showers. So and I use tons of body wash. I'm a dream for any Bed Bath and Beyond store.
Yeah,
because I go through a lot of showers and a lot of stuff. But I sometimes if I'm in a hotel, I'll grab a washcloth. But I don't have to have one at home every time.
I don't think I've ever used a washcloth. Maybe as a little kid, but I think Pepe, what about you? Do you use a washcloth or a loofah or nothing?
Well. Sometimes I use a washcloth, but sometimes nothing.
Most of the time I use nothing.
Pepe, I'm going to ask you a personal question.
That one wasn't?
This is more personal. Do you pee in the shower?
No.
No? Are you a man or what?
Why
all
is he?
Men do.
What? No, I don't.
I don't.
I try hard not to.
Listen, the first thing I do when I take a shower.
Wait. Listen to the guy that goes to the hotels,
it's true.
Okay?
It's true.
He pees in the shower.
Yeah, because it goes down the drain.
I agree with Michael. Yeah. I don't really care. Now, Bergman, what about you?
No, I will not pee in the shower.
I don't either.
Brian?
Oh, for sure.
The room is... I'm sure you do.
So, wait, Greg.
The room is pretty split.
Greg, if you're in the shower and you have the urge to go, you will get out of the shower wet, walk over to the toilet, go, and then get back in the shower?
I will hold it unless it's I will hold it until I get out of the shower. Or if it's really if it's really bad, then I will pee in the shower. But for the most part,
it needs
to be a big deal. Otherwise I'm holding it.
I'm actually the same as Greg. I try hard not to, but I'm not getting out of the shower.
No, I'm not getting
That's
out of the
same
shower.
As peeing in the ocean. What's the big deal?
Yeah, I never do that.
You don't pee in the ocean?
You don't pee in the ocean?
No, because I swim in the ocean.
Oh, yeah, sure.
No, I'm the same way that you are. I mean, if you have to go, you have to go, but you can hold it and then do it later.
It's literally,
as
the, first,
guy
it's literally
crypto,
the first thing I do when I take a shower.
As that guy in crypto
like
will
a
tell
reflex
you,
action.
When I got to go, I just beeline right for the bathroom.
If there's warm water flowing, I'm like, all right, I know what I got to do.
Michael, you confuse me, really.
How?
Because you check for bed bugs and you pee in the shower.
Yeah, it's true.
But Pepe,
it is. These two things do seem to
those
not
are in conflict,
go together.
No, because
the water takes it out, right? And then when you use soap, the soap even that gives it water clean. As the soap drains off you, Pepe.
Don't give me your excuses.
Invite
Michael
me over to your house. I'll pee in your shower.
I bet you've never had that offer, Pepe, before.
That's a very unique offer.
I would guess, if you did a poll, I bet you 98% of the men pee in the shower.
What is 99%?
98%.
Why does it have to be men? Like, why do you think it's only men?
Laura, do you?
Pee in the shower?
Yeah.
Not really. I try to hold it as much as I can, but if I gotta go, I go. But no, not really.
Yeah. No, not really.
No. The women is different. Yeah, but you don't have as good an aim as we do.
You don't need any aim in a shower. Literally none.
Exactly.
All right. Coming up next for you, let's do something completely different than peeing in the shower. Michael,
good to know.
Michael,
making progress.
What is the best wedding band you've ever seen? There's a great wedding act in India I want to tell you about, and it's coming up next.
About I thought you meant one on a woman's finger. You're talking about a band.
A band. A band.
Musical group.
Musical band. Oh, okay. We'll do that coming up next. Mason in Ireland. Pepe's here. Michael's here. It's Michael's game today. We're about a half hour away from Game of Games. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Not the song that Pepe was attempting to sing off the air. What was the song you were singing? I got a feeling.
You got a feeling. The Beatles.
The Beatles.
Oh, I thought it was this.
Me too.
The Beatles or the Beatles?
Beatles.
No, that one. Okay.
Yeah, not this one. Not this one. The Beatles.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. I know. Pepe's here. Michael's here. So, Ireland, what's the best wedding act you've ever seen? Like wedding band, wedding singer? A lot of times it's DJs. Sometimes it's a band. Have you ever been to one with a really good band?
Yeah. But not like a name band, though. No. When Maroon 5 did their video for Sugar,
yeah,
they went around just looking for weddings on a Saturday crashed them.
Nice.
So like people were getting married and Adam Levine and the rest of the band would just pop up and do like three songs and then go to another wedding, which I thought was really cool. Why? Is somebody famous playing at a wedding?
So the wedding of the century, as it's being described, is Anant Ambani, the son of the wealthiest man in all of Asia, Mukesh Ambani. He's going to marry Radhika Merchant in an event that will see Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, and others in attendance. They have hired Rihanna for $8 million to be the wedding band for this wedding.
Wow.
$8 million for just one act. Why is that a waste?
Because right outside that wedding, probably be starving people looking for selling their wares, trying to get something to eat. I hate that kind of flaunting of wealth. I know it's his money.
Yeah,
I know it's his money and he can afford it, but that just seems wrong when people are starving in India.
I don't know the exact situation. I know that there are 1,200 people at this thing. She's getting $9 million.
Yeah, I bet you that wedding's going to go for days. That's what they do in India. It's probably a couple hundred million.
Yeah, and. So what, you have an issue with it?
No, it's his money.
If
I
you
know.
Got money, you can spend it. Why you don't? You don't have to. You can don't have to be guilty of spending.
I don't know. This seems sinful.
Now here's the thing. I am with you in this respect. I am very very careful with money. I don't buy fancy things.
Yeah.
The most expensive purchase I have had for the house is the massage chair.
And.
It's is the greatest,
yeah,
greatest thing
you
ever.
You get what you pay for.
Totally worth it.
So, Mace, you might be able to shed some light on this. I have a good friend.
Yes.
And my friend is rich.
Okay, good. Good for them.
He has a daughter.
What's his net worth?
Who is...
What would you guess? 100 million?
No, not that rich. Probably... Well, here, I'll write down who it is. Michael, don't say who it is.
Is she single?
The girl is getting married.
Okay.
Do you think maybe 5 million?
At least that, yeah.
Okay. So that's who my friend is. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh. No, nobody saw it. It was really scribbled.
You're okay.
All right. So his daughter is marrying another woman. They're a lesbian couple.
Got it.
And they're getting married later this year.
Nice.
And I said, how do you decide who pays for that wedding?
Oh, that's interesting.
And he said, because normally if a man's marrying a woman, the father of the bride would pay for it. But these are two women.
Yeah.
And I said, are you getting any help from the other girl's father? He goes, he's giving me 20 grand. And I said, well, that's pretty good. He goes, I'm spending 120.
$120,000 on a wedding?
Yeah.
Now, Michael, that is wasteful.
Yeah, I agree.
But is there, how do you determine who the father of the bride is in a same-sex relationship? Like, if you and Juan got married.
Yes.
Who's?
There's no bride.
Right.
It's two grooms.
Right. So who pays?
Well, I'll tell you who it's not. It ain't my mom. It ain't my mom.
So it'd be a case of, in the case of my friend, he has money. So since he has money, he's getting the lion's share of the bill.
Isn't that the way it goes a lot? Doesn't the family
for my own wedding.
Yeah, doesn't the family that has the money, aren't they the ones?
Lisa's dad did not have a lot of money and gave us nothing, so we paid for our own.
Right.
Shouldn't we pay for our own? Like, if we want to get married, I don't think the parents should.
No, the unwritten rule, Laura, the tradition is, if you and Christian got married, your father would be expected to pay for the wedding. But it doesn't always work that way. That's more a tradition thing, right, Michael?
It's traditional. And then
by the way, this is why Michael had three boys. He never has to pay for any of this.
Who pays for the bar? The bar is the...
Michael, when Trace got married, did you pay for it, or did his wife's family pay for it?
No, he just got married. A very private ceremony. Nothing ostentatious.
He paid for it on his own.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
But Pepe,
is Andreas married?
He is married, yeah. And they pay for the wedding. I help them a little bit.
But they pay for the majority of it on their own? Yeah.
That's what's happening nowadays, okay?
So that thing I'm talking about is an old kind of dying tradition.
Whoever's got the money pays.
It's traditional.
Yeah, it's tradition. Okay.
Will Liz's family pay for the wedding when you guys get married?
We're not going to get married.
What?
You're not going to make an honest woman out of her?
Pepe, don't even listen to him. Michael has been trying to get every person on the planet married. He met Laura on a Tuesday, and on Wednesday he was trying to get her married.
That's true.
Trying to find a spouse.
Not everybody needs to be married.
Well...
Tell that to Amanda, who every time she walked in, Michael goes, Amanda, that guy right
that
there.
That guy right
that
there.
That guy walking across LA Live.
Some people are totally self-sufficient. Some people are together without being married. I mean,
some people want to die with their cats. Alone. In a dusty old darkened house. Yeah,
get the violin.
Sunbeams coming
get
through
the violin.
Sunbeams coming through the drawn curtains.
I never listened to you,
you're not married, you're going to die alone with your cats.
My cats the neighbor's with going, sunbeams coming smell through next the window. Door?
We haven't seen them in a while.
The feral cats. The feral cats from the Luxor.
From the Luxor are going to be there.
Sitting next to your dead body.
Oh, God.
Somebody will
Michael
find
is
me.
Convinced that everyone is happy you're married, right?
That's why God made Eve for Adam. God said it's not good for man to be alone.
I think everybody is good with somebody. Like you, you and Liz don't live together, right?
We do.
Oh, you do? Okay, so they're living
shame.
Together.
No shame.
We all live with someone else.
Yeah, we're all
no
all
shame.
Michael, what does Liz Paris say? Who make you the judge of people?
God above.
No way.
It's in the Bible.
No.
Michael,
you know what's in the Bible? The thing of Lazarus regarding the wedding thing. You
Lazarus,
know that?
He rose Lazarus.
Oh, come
from
on. You don't know the Bible? Do I have to tell you?
Lazarus rose from the dead. I actually think he's right here.
Yeah.
Forget it.
I'm right. Don't you think Michael should get, I think you did it. I know Geeter did it. Are you certified? Could you marry somebody?
I am certified
to
do a wedding.
How hard was that to do?
It was unbelievably easy.
Don't you think Michael would make an excellent officiant?
He'd be great.
I'd be great.
I'm certified too.
You're certified too?
Michael could do a poem for the couple.
A poem?
Right. Yeah. That's right, Pepe.
Everybody live.
I would use ChatGPT
to come up with an excellent ceremony.
I'm hiring all of you guys.
And she would call me a monster.
Are you going to marry Laura and Christian? Mace?
Laura, am I going to marry you and Christian?
No, his dad. His dad's a pastor, so.
Oh, okay.
He would
there you go. Yeah. What about Brian and Allison?
Yeah, there's still a chance.
Yeah. We tried to do this.
We tried to shotgun Brian and Allison for Valentine's Day, but we thought of it too late.
Yeah, it was too late. We didn't get a chance to produce a big wedding.
The only way that Michael will go to anybody's wedding is if he's the one that is officiating.
If he's the officiant,
if it's right next door. Within 5 minute drive. When you and Liz get married, we'll see.
If Clay and Mikey get married, Michael will say, "I'll go if you get married within 15 minutes of our house."
They'll do it at the house.
At the house.
Well, your house would be
beautiful. So you don't even have to leave.
Yeah, Pepe, if you marry Liz, you can use my house.
Ooh. It's okay. I don't.
It's a good. That's a good wedding spot.
Is that what you're saying,
Michael?
Well, what makes you, wait a minute? By the way, what makes you think Liz wants to get married?
Yeah.
She's going out with this Latin lover over here.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean she's perfectly happy the way things are, right, Pepe?
Yeah, you really, it's none of your business, Mike.
Yeah, no, everything is our business here, Pepe. I don't know if you realize that.
Pepe, the term none of your business has never worked on this show.
Michael.
Michael gets in this like
tunnel vision.
He believes everyone.
You know how they put the things in the mule?
Blinders.
Yeah, blinders. Yeah. That's Michael.
Yeah.
Michael, what was your question?
Okay, Michael, you love Laura, right?
Oh, she's, of course. She's like my daughter.
She's like your daughter. If she gets married to Christian somewhere else that's not 5 minutes from her house, you're not going to go?
It's going to be a San Juan Capistrano?
We have to have it in San Juan Capistrano.
It's going
to
be somewhere
right there.
If it's an hour away, will you go?
Will you go? Yeah.
If any of us get married, we do it at
Laura.
Michael's house?
For Laura, I'll
Michael
make the
would
effort.
Let
wow.
Only for Laura. Only for Laura.
Okay, wow. Laura.
What if I got married?
Record that.
You Bergman?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to show up to see who this heiress is. I want to see how rich she is.
I'm a little offended that you gave up on our dream for you to marry an heiress.
You know, I need love.
I've heard nothing. Love is overrated.
Needs love.
What you need is money.
No, what you need is, Pepe, what do you need? Love or money?
Love.
No.
Yes.
Michael?
Why
love or money?
Not both.
But if you have to choose one, love, real love, true love, or money? Sick money.
Yeah, I'm with Pepe. You got to go with love.
Yeah.
Ireland,
you choose sick money.
Of course.
Over love.
Have you met me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, I think there's a middle ground. If there is the money, then I will go that way. If there's not, I'm happy with the love.
Right. So if you, but you have to choose.
I have to find. Well,
binary choice. Either you have true love or you get sick money. Which
I'm
one do you want?
All in on the love.
All in on the love.
Yeah. Good. All in on the love.
Dude. All in on the love. Laura?
I'm so happy.
I mean, come on, love, baby.
Love!
I get to keep all this money for myself.
Love is in the air.
Every woman.
I would marry Larry David's Tracy Ullman girlfriend. Yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
What was her name?
No, you wouldn't.
Irma?
Yeah. Laura, every woman should follow the example of Laura. Lauren Sanchez, do both.
Have them both. She's got
love
both.
And
well,
money.
She's got one we know for sure. We don't know about the other. Let's be honest.
You choose which one they're
that
you're talking
troll.
About.
All right. Wow.
No,
call her a troll.
She's really pretty.
Bezos.
Is who I called the troll.
Oh, I thought you called Lauren.
No. Bezos
that
like is
you
the
called
troll.
Lauren a little troll.
A multi-billion-dollar troll.
All right. Coming up next for you, how about a nude cruise? Anybody up for it? Nude cruise.
Sure, why not?
We'll do it next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. In the meantime, hey, if you're injured in an accident, you've been through a traumatic experience. And your body is trying to recover and your mind is racing and you got to go see a doctor and there are lots of confusing phone calls and medical bills and headaches of all kinds. So if you're injured in an accident, remember to call Jacob. Instead of dealing with everything yourself, make one call to Jacob. Let him handle the rest. Jacob is going to guide you through the process. And on top of that, he'll also fight to get you the settlement that you deserve. You should take it easy. Don't stress if you're in an accident. Let Jacob handle everything for you. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
Thank you, Brian Cohen. CallJacob.com. Don't forget to follow Jacob on Instagram and on Facebook. Go to @call.jacob. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
So I came across this story sent by Laura talking about a 2,000-person nude cruise ship. So a guest on board the nude cruise ship shared some of the strict rules that guests have to follow. One of them is you can't run around with your phone and take pictures of people.
Okay.
So most
Fair
people
enough.
Do not have their phones when they're on deck and all that stuff.
Okay.
They also
the rules
have
Bill McDonald out for the nude cruise.
They also have got to give a warning before they strip off. Like, I'm getting naked right now.
I'm about to take off my shirt.
Shirt, your pants.
My pants are next.
Yes. And then the last thing is you have to wear clothes when you eat. So when you go to the buffet, you must wear clothes.
Makes sense.
Now, Michael.
But what about you? You would go and eat in bed. You don't have to wear clothes.
I wouldn't. You're right. Would you ever consider a nude cruise? Or do you understand the appeal?
I wouldn't consider a clothed cruise.
Is that right?
Those things are a petri dish of viruses.
They are a petri dish,
right.
Yeah.
I went on one in the 90s, and I've checked that box off my bucket
list. You didn't get sick
or
anything, did you?
No. My cousin Suzanne and I drank a lot of Bahama Mamas, Michael.
Yeah.
Which are basically like daiquiris.
Exactly.
But they're
a little kick to them.
So they didn't like the cruise?
I was drunk for 4 days.
I love it.
Yeah.
Do you love cruises?
And Pepe, I made a lot of money playing three-card poker.
They have made a lot of money too.
Yeah, but
Pepe, where did you cruise to?
In Europe, and we went to Russia. We went
really?
To Sweden. And
is it like one of those boat cruises that they have?
It wasn't a sea. I don't remember the name of the sea right now, but it was fantastic.
Would you take Liz on a nude cruise?
No.
Have you ever gone to a clothing optional place?
No.
You never been on a nude beach?
No.
Oh come on! You must have looked and peeked.
No.
No. I went to a clothing optional place. I used to go all the time up at Esalen at Big Sur. And it's just not a big deal. Once your clothes are off, it's like, who cares?
Right.
You feel free.
Got them in the Bahamas all the time, Pepe.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Bergman, nude cruise?
I'm in. Let's do it.
You're in?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Ryan,
I don't care.
Would you take Allison on a nude cruise?
I think I'll pass on
You're going to pass on
yeah,
that
yeah,
one?
Why?
Let's do it.
Laura, how do you feel about a nude cruise?
I want to do a cruise, just not a nude one. I'll pass on the nude one.
Yeah, I think the good rule is, and this would be an excellent rule to follow in life, is you cannot bring your cell phone. You can't have your cell phone there because you're going to take pictures.
Yeah, that'll kill it. People hate giving up their phones.
Yeah, I know.
Would Lisa go on a nude cruise, Ireland?
Hell no.
No?
I'm trying to think. Like, I've always wondered why people, I guess most couples, Lisa and I do not, but I guess most couples have a sex tape.
No.
That's what I read. Like that 50% of people have either filmed themselves
really?
Having sex or have a sex tape.
50%?
Yeah. Like, and Laura, do you buy that? Mostly it's women that I think are like, they send pictures to their boyfriends when they're traveling. And
I will say hell no to that.
Right. Do most of your friends have one?
No, they don't.
Maybe this report was wrong. I
gotta
know.
Google this.
I don't understand why. That does not exist in my world, that particular area
well,
of thing.
Just filming
I would not,
yourself?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I would never film myself.
You know what?
I have.
You know what the fapping.
Wait, whoa, Bergman, you have?
Yeah.
Greg, you know what the fapping is, right?
No.
Okay, so these hackers, and there have been like three of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I heard about
this. These hackers get the phone numbers of famous Hollywood actresses. And the guys who created the fapping say that 80% of the time when they get the number, nude pictures follow.
That's crazy.
80%. But these are women that, you know, that are in Hollywood. They all have great bodies. I mean, they're, you know, I can see why they might want to have.
But I think part of this, too, is generational.
Right. I agree.
Like, I can't even imagine owning a picture or a sex
it's
tape.
It's getting out if you do.
No, I'm telling you, it would be a hit.
Yeah, that's right.
I saw you hula hoop. No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, Greg, when you did it, do you know where that tape is now?
It's deleted now.
Is it? Or is it?
I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
Well, is it in your possession or her possession?
It's in a possession.
It's in a possession.
Right. Yeah. But I'm just saying, if it's not in your possession, it could come out.
I don't have them anymore. I did do it. I deleted them.
Don't you think it's a little bit like taking concert videos? Like you go to a concert,
yes!
Shoot Rihanna.
So it depends.
You shoot yourself
No.
Is that not the same thing?
It depends. If it's good, you go back and watch it.
Ew.
And then,
oh, God. Oh. No, thank
if
you.
If it wasn't that great, then you can delete it.
No.
Oh, see, you guys are prude.
You gotta watch it to know if it was good.
I don't want to watch myself doing it.
Thank God.
That's your problem. Very good at it.
All right, so today is Michael's game. Michael, what is the preview of your game? What are you doing today?
Women History Month.
Ooh,
oh, nice.
Laura, my
multiple
again.
Choice.
Okay.
Multiple choice for Pepe. He hates buzz-ins.
Yes, buzz-ins make it very, very difficult.
I don't mind them.
Yeah, Ireland's pretty good at them.
Ireland's good at them. Somebody pointed out on Twitter, part of it is John's name is really easy to say. John.
Well, you don't want to say Ireland. I normally say two things, but I'll. But that's right. I should start saying John because it's quicker.
I'm just.
It is very difficult for me. It's very difficult.
Well, you can't think on your feet.
No, because I think in the Spanish.
He thinks in Spanish has to translate in his head to English.
Spanish people think slower than English speaking people.
No,
Michael, then why you think
you
so slow
understand.
In Spanish?
See what I was
telling
you.
Yeah, no, Michael, do you not understand that? His original language, his native language is Spanish.
Right.
So in his head, when he hears something in English, it goes into his brain, he thinks of it in Spanish, and then it comes out in English, but there's a little break there,
transition.
Right?
Mace, don't waste your time. Remember when you were trying to explain to him the mirror thing?
Oh, the mirror thing. Just forget it. Just forget it.
I still don't get it.
All right, Game of Games coming
You're
up next.
You're never going to get it.
Pepe's here.
Jacob
Michael's
will be here,
here
for Game of Games, by the way.
Jacob's coming in.
Oh, yes.
710 ESPN. All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time. It is a full house today. Jacob is here. Jacob Imrani, of course. How you doing, Jacob?
I'm doing great. I mean, I'm sitting here. One side, I got the, you know, legendary Michael Thompson. Mm-hmm. On the other side, I got the legendary...
Dictator.
Mr. Pepe.
Pepe.
So, I mean, how can I not be good?
Exactly. It's
right.
Great
right,
day.
Seven players. Ooh. Brian, Greg, Laura, Mason, Ireland, Pepe, and Jacob. Wow. Michael Thompson has the game. Michael, what do we got?
It's Women History Month, so the game is about women in history. Here we go. Multiple choice. Okay. Along with the U.S., how many other countries celebrate Women's History Month? None, 10, or 100?
Brian.
100.
Greg.
None.
Laura.
I'm going to go 10.
Mace.
I'm going to go none.
I'm going none. Pepe.
None.
Jacob.
None.
What's
it
he?
Is none.
Okay.
U.S. is only one.
So Mason, Ireland, Pepe, Jacob, and Greg.
We're ahead of the curve there.
Multiple choice.
Greg, you got that right?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Which president? Multiple choice. Which president instituted Women's History Month? Eisenhower, Carter, or Ford?
Greg.
Eisenhower, Carter, or Ford. Let's go Ford.
Laura.
I'm going to go Carter.
Mace.
I'm going to go Carter.
I'm going Carter. Pepe.
I think it's Carter.
Jacob.
I have to go with Carter.
Brian.
Let's go Carter.
It is Carter. Multiple choice.
Wait, hold on. Who got that right?
Everybody but me.
Okay.
Yep.
There is no multiple choice. There is no Man's History Month, but there is a Man's History Day on the 19th of the month. Which month is Man's History Day in? November, August, or May?
This one's you, Laura.
November.
Mace.
May.
I think it is May. Pepe.
It's May.
Jacob.
The way Pepe say it's May, I have to say it's
Brian.
May.
I'm going to go August.
Greg.
Of course you would know May. Yeah, May.
It is November.
Laura. Laura's
the one that got that, right?
No Shave November, guys.
Multiple choice.
Oh,
the
yeah,
first
sense.
Woman sports caster on a major network was Jane Kennedy, Leslie Visser, or Phyllis George?
Mace.
Phyllis George.
I also am going to say Phyllis George. Pepe.
Phyllis George.
Jacob.
Miss George.
Brian.
Phyllis.
Greg.
Phyllis.
Laura.
With the crowd, Phyllis.
Phyllis George.
Okay.
The first, multiple choice, the first woman sports center anchor was Linda Cohn, Rhonda Glenn or Chris McKendry?
I've never heard of that second one, but I don't think it could be Linda Cohn. I'm going to go Rhonda Glenn, Pepe.
Rhonda Glenn.
Jacob.
I'm going to go Linda Cohn.
Brian.
I'm going to go Linda as well.
Greg.
Chris McKendry.
Laura.
I'm going to go Linda.
Mace.
Linda.
It is Rhonda Glenn.
Oh! All right, so me and Pepe.
Dang it.
Anybody else get that?
Nope.
Just me and Pepe.
Yep.
All right, so here's the score. Pepe 4, Ireland 4, Jacob 3, Mason 3, Laura 3, Brian 2, Greg 2.
Multiple choice, the first and only woman to host a national sports talk radio show was the fabulous Sports Babe. What was her name? Nancy Donnellan, Tracy Donnellan, or Mandy Donnellan?
Pepe.
Mandy.
Jacob.
Mandy.
Brian.
Let's go Mandy.
Greg.
Tracy.
Laura.
Mandy.
Mace.
Tracy.
It's Nancy.
It is Nancy.
Oh. Oh, yeah, it is. I remember.
All right.
Multiple choice. The career scoring record that Caitlin Clark broke this season belonged to Kelsey Plum. What Pac-12 school did Kelsey Plum play for? Washington, Cal, or Utah?
Oh, man. Pepe.
Cal.
Jacob.
Washington.
Brian.
Washington.
Greg.
I think it's Washington.
Laura.
I'm also going to go Washington.
Mace.
I'm going Cal.
I can't believe I don't know this. I'll go Washington. What is it?
Washington.
Yeah.
Okay. Laura, you got that, right? Yep. Just me and you?
No.
Brian.
Brian, Greg.
And Jacob.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Yeah, everybody, basically.
All right. Brian, you got it?
Yep.
Greg, you got it?
Yes.
Laura?
Yep.
Mace didn't. I did. Pepe didn't. Jacob?
Yes.
Okay. So let me get a score update. Ireland 6. Pepe 4. Laura 4. Jacob 4. Mace 3. Greg 3. Brian 3. Here we go.
Buzz in. Listen closely. The answer is in the question.
Okay.
In 1983, she was the first American woman to ride into space.
Mason.
On the space. Yes?
Sally Ride.
Yes, Sally
Very
Ride.
Very good, Mace.
Very good, Mace.
Ride, Sally, ride.
That's from Mustang Sally, by the way.
Okay.
Pepe goes last here, multiple choice.
Okay.
Because on this one, he is the old actress whisperer.
Okay.
Oh, that's right.
Who was the first woman to win an Academy Award? Mary Pickford, Janet Gaynor, or Marie Dressler?
Jacob.
Pickford.
Brian.
Dressler.
Greg.
Dressler.
Laura.
I'm going with the boys, Dressler.
Mace.
It was Dressler.
I'll go Dressler. Pepe.
Dressler.
Everybody gets Dressler.
It is Janet Gaynor.
Oh!
I had no idea. I was totally Deacon.
Multiple choice. Which actress has won the most Oscars with 4? Ingrid Bergman, Meryl Streep, or Katharine Hepburn?
Okay, this one's me. And it is... I'm going to go Katharine Hepburn. Pepe.
I have to go with Katharine Hepburn.
Okay.
You're going Hepburn?
Jacob.
I'm going to go with Meryl Streep.
Brian.
I'll also go Meryl Streep.
Greg.
Hepburn.
Laura.
I'm going with Greg Hepburn.
Mace.
It is Hepburn.
It is Hepburn.
Okay.
Hey.
Anybody didn't get that?
Yeah, me. Someone said Streep.
And Pepe. Brian.
There were a couple of Meryls in there.
I said Hepburn.
Yeah.
Pepe. Okay. Jacob, hold on. Jacob, did you get it?
I did not.
And Brian, Greg, Laura?
Greg and Laura did. Okay. Brian did not.
Okay.
Buzz in if you know. Claudette Colvin refused to do this 9 months before another famous black woman refused.
Greg. Sit in the back of the bus.
Yes.
Ah, very good, Greg.
Oh. She did it before Rosa Parks. All right.
Okay, so let's do three. We got three more, Michael?
Oh, yeah, a bunch more.
Okay, how many more do you want to do, Mace?
Let's do five more.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Multiple choice. We have 50 states. Of our 50 states, how many have a woman governor? 10, 12, or 14?
All right. I've got the lead, so I'll go first. 10, 12, or 14. I'm going to go 14. Pepe.
12.
Jacob.
10.
Brian.
12.
Greg.
10.
Laura.
I'm also going to go 10.
Mace.
12.
What's the answer, Michael?
12.
Okay. Ah. Who got that besides Mason? Pepe got it?
And Brian.
Okay, so four more left. The score is Ireland 7, Mason 6, Pepe 6, Greg 5, Laura 5, Jacob 4, Brian 4. Four left. Here
Multiple
we go.
Multiple choice. The first woman to be Secretary of State served under which administration? Clinton, Bush 41, or Bush 42?
I still have to go first. I'm going to go Clinton. Pepe.
Clinton.
Jacob.
Clinton.
Brian.
I'm going to go Bush 1.
Greg.
I don't think this is my spot. Clinton.
Laura.
I'm just guessing Clinton.
Mace.
I think it was Madeleine Albright and Clinton.
Michael, what's the answer?
Clinton. Madeleine Albright.
All right.
Who didn't get that?
Brian.
Okay, everybody else did. Right?
Multiple choice. This woman author is the richest American woman author with a net worth of $400 million. Who is it? Danielle Steele, Susan Collins, or Nora Roberts?
Ooh, that's tough.
I still have to go first.
Danielle Steele, Suzanne Collins, or Nora Roberts?
I'll go Danielle Steele. Brian.
Oh, it's Nora Roberts.
Greg.
Ooh, he's very serious about that. But I don't believe you.
He's
I'm
laughing.
I'm
going to
do the Collins one.
You're doing Susan Collins. Laura. Yeah.
I was between Steele or Collins. I'm going to go with Collins.
Mace.
God, is this my spot?
Two left after this.
I will go Danielle Steele.
Pepe.
Steele.
Jacob.
I got to go against you, so Collins.
It is Nora Roberts.
Oh, I told you.
Brian.
Brian got it.
Okay, so I don't believe me. Five. Right,
humble genius.
Yeah, two
humble
more left.
Genius strikes again.
Two more left.
Multiple choice. Who has won the most tennis major titles with 24? Serena, Steffi Graf, or Margaret Court?
All right. Wow. Holy mackerel. It's either Serena or Margaret Court. I'm going to go Margaret Court. Pepe.
Court.
Jacob.
Serena.
Brian.
Serena.
Greg.
I have to go Serena.
Laura.
That's wrong.
I have to go opposite of you too, right? So Serena.
You have to.
I don't?
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah, Serena, yeah.
All right, Mace.
I think it is Court.
You're going Court?
Yep.
Who is it, Michael?
Margaret Court.
Okay. So
yep.
That means
everybody's out but Mace?
Mace and I in a showdown
the
last question.
I got
question.
It right too.
Yeah,
then you're in
too
it
far
too.
Back. Okay.
All right, so here's the score. Ireland 9, Pepe 8, Mace 8, everyone else out. All right? Last one. I have to go first.
Yes.
And you guys have to go opposite.
Multiple choice. A woman first became CEO of a Fortune 500 company in what year? 70, 71, or 72?
I'm going to go 72.
71.
Mace?
71.
What's the answer?
72.
No chance. There it was.
Yeah. Wow, that was a good one, Michael.
Yeah, very good game.
You guys want to try the tiebreaker?
Yeah, we'll do the tiebreaker.
Everybody can guess here.
Okay.
Do you need to write it down or just everybody guess?
Just
everybody
guess.
Guess.
According to the Census Bureau, there are 342 million people in America. How many of the 342 million are women?
All right, so I'll go first. I think that there are more women than men in general. So 160 plus 160 would be 320. You said it's 340. I'm going to say 175 are women. Are women, right? That's
yeah.
what you want to know?
Yeah.
175. Pepe. 175 million.
180.
Yeah, you're all in close.
Brian.
190.
Greg.
181.
Jerk. Laura.
185.
Okay. And Mace.
191.
Okay. Who is it, Michael?
Jacob.
183.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jacob. I thought Jacob, didn't you say 180 or no? Pepe said 180.
No, it's Pepe.
And Jerk
is 169 million. So who said 175 wins?
That's me. I got it. It was my day.
It was your day,
All right. Jacob, what do you think tonight? Sacramento's
beat us. How are you feeling?
We've played them twice this year. We've lost to them twice. I think this might be our night. What do you
think?
We're
winning. We're winning tonight.
We are winning. We are absolutely winning tonight.
Yeah,
you know, the reason is we're getting some kind of a groove going, right? It's at home. The crowd is just amazing.
Crowd's been great.
Right? D'Lo's been on fire.
Were you at the Denver game?
I was not.
Why do you think they cannot beat Denver?
Because Denver's good.
Denver's
but
really good.
Denver beats us always in the last 2 to 3 minutes.
Right.
And they're always hitting that shot that we're not making.
Well, and Jokic always makes a circus shot every time we play.
Oh, my God.
But here's the one thing. Look around. Look at Denver in the playoffs last year. They didn't. Nobody even took them 7 games.
Right.
The 4 games we lost to them were all close.
Yeah.
You can't say that about any other
series. No, within a couple of points.
So we're close. Not as good as them.
I think we can beat Denver. But we made some mistakes that are, like, I was texting you, remember? Mm-hmm. Mistakes that we can see, but somehow they don't fix
What's an example of one?
Well, D'Lo should have been playing.
I agree.
Yeah, D'Lo should have been out
I think, Michael taught me something once. When Shaq and Kobe were playing together, he said to me, this has to become Kobe's team. His talent demands it.
Mm-hmm.
He has passed Shaq talent-wise at this point in their careers. I think D'Lo, the way he played against Oklahoma City, has played his way into staying into games in the fourth quarter. His talent now demands it. You can't take him out.
Well, and you can sacrifice some defense if he's going to hit threes.
Of course. And I just don't think you can take him out. He's too streaky.
Yeah.
And, you know, he could – you saw the other night.
Those 3 shots are ridiculous.
And Pepe, by the 3rd one, he was literally, like, being knocked down on his
and
butt when it goes through the rim.
Sort of a semi
hook.
So
to
crazy.
Your point, Pepe, I think you learn from those situations, and hopefully Darvin has learned and he doesn't take him out.
But I also think that somewhat – I'm sorry. Somewhat Denver is in the Lakers' head.
Well, Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic are both
– yeah.
world-class basketball.
And they
coach.
Are. But I'm saying every time we do lose, they keep saying, we're almost there, we're almost there. I mean, we're gonna beat these guys because we're getting better as a team.
Hopefully.
And if we can just hit some of those shots, Michael, in the last 2.5 minutes, I think you're there.
The fourth quarters are killing them against Denver. Yeah. I mean, Denver's got a 28
and
net
Denver
ratings.
Knows.
And, well, against most teams, actually.
Yeah, they're
just a really good
And they don't care
force.
If they're down because they know we'll come back.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like, even last night, Pepe, they lost, but they came back from like 15 down
against
the fourth
quarter. They are a very good team. The coach is very good, but they're not unbeatable. They can be. I mean, Michael, you and me talk about this all the time. We can beat Denver. We just have to focus on what they're doing.
Did you just curse?
Focus.
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 What he was saying. But it did sound like the F word. Brian, did you have your finger on the dump button right there?
I thought that's what he said.
Laura, did you actually dump it?
No, but I was this close, man.
I was trying to think about what word he was saying.
I thought he said he got to focus. I understood your complaint.
This is like the Arnold commercial, okay?
What did Schwarzenegger say? What's the word he can't say?
Neighbor.
Focus.
It's obvious that we got to F him up.
Wait. No. Wait a second, okay? We are in Los Angeles, Southern California.
Correct.
Lots of Mexicans live here.
Yeah.
If you don't learn to deal with the accent, the problem is not mine.
Pepe, we bring you in here to deal with the accent.
No, wait.
We
the problem
like
is the problem is with you guys that don't know that.
I am now going to pronounce the word focus.
Focus. Well, of course, you know. And I'm sure that if I ask you to say something in Spanish, you're going to say something stupid.
Yeah, that's
say,
true.
Chet Holmgren.
Yeah. Chet needs to focus.
Chet needs to focus.
Oh, this is great.
Hey, Jacob.
I know, Pepe.
It is awesome seeing you, Jacob. Thank you.
Is
brought to you by Jacob and Ronnie. Remember, after a big accident, you got to call jacob.com. Pepe, I'm with you. I knew what you were saying the entire time.
You had no idea.
You live in Venice.
I knew.
You were in a full panic.
You live in Venice. I mean, what else can I say?
Yeah, no.
That's it. It's F-O, Pepe, not F-U.
Let's hit the super stager.
Text from our great friend Kelvin Washington.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Fuckus
is too much.
Yes.
I know they beat us.
What are you doing, Pepe?
Yeah, Pepe's doing his thing. Yeah. Dad, let's not pick on Pepe. Don't pick on Pepe.
By the way, I am still disturbed by watching your Instagram is popping.
Is it?
Venice Mace's IG story. But the Hula Hoop video, there's some call, there's some warning going out in the neighborhoods with you doing that hula hoop.
What kind of warning? Does he do it successfully or unsuccessfully?
It's just a very awkward video.
Yeah, okay. It is awkward.
Well, I admitted up front, I can't do a hula hoop. You Mason was saying you could do it easily.
Yeah, it turns out it's harder than I thought it was.
Where's Cappy?
Yeah, Cappy's over there love boating.
He's on his phone. He's got a bigger name on the other line. Yeah.
What's wrong with that video? That video is just
a little creepy.
Do we have no seat for Cappy? You can have my seat here.
Yeah.
Cap, you can sit over here.
Cappy's here. Beto's here. Everybody's in the house here.
I got to go cut spots, so Cappy can take my spot.
What spot do you have to cut?
This one. You
can. Oh, okay. Yeah, that one. Well, you need MT for that, too.
Am I off the hook?
No, let's just do it right here on the air.
Yeah, let's do it right here. Let's do it right now. Let's do it live. Do it live.
All right, Brian, are you rolling?
We're rolling on this.
Okay. Michael, you ready?
Yeah.
Good thing to right, so this is a simulated game,
it's
right?
A spec.
All right, here we go. First half winding down from Crypto.com Arena. Lakers with a 6-point lead over the Kings. Michael, time for our BD&J law firm first half stats leader. How about the King, LeBron, with 17 points, 6 boards, and 7 assists. Can he make it another triple-double tonight? We'll find out in the second half on the ESPN LA Lakers radio network.
The BD&J law firm first half stat leader. At BD&J, the most important numbers are 24/7, 365, because the lawyers at BD&J won't stop until they help you win your case. Call BD&J today at 1-800-710-1234. That's 1-800-710-1234. Visit BD&JInjuryLawyers.com.
Boom! Bam! It's a final!
That was beautiful.
That Pepe, was can perfect. You do that in one take, Pepe?
Let's hope that the great Jason
can
Roberts
Pepe,
back
can
there
you
heard.
Do that in
Whoa! Michael, I can do it in Spanish?
Yeah.
One take.
Do it in Spanish.
In Spanish.
No.
Okay. One take.
Let's try. Okay, try. Do John's. Do
no,
John's.
But I mean, no, you no. have to write it in Spanish.
Oh, okay. Oh, you can't translate it in here. Yeah, right.
Well, okay. All right. Good excuse.
Oh, I'm right. I'm very smart. I can translate Pepe. This and do it, but there is not enough time.
Pepe, since yeah. when on this show has being right meant anything?
Yeah, it doesn't right. mean a yeah, thing, Pepe.
Remember what I said about you guys being crazy?
Yes. Yeah.
You took it very seriously because now you're crazier.
Crazier. I know.
Well, we're not the ones mispronouncing
focus. We're upping
focus.
Our game. No, yeah. he pronounced it correctly for him.
Do it again, Pepe.
No, we got it once.
Well, that's what we said about the...
And then after he did it, he repeated it twice.
The best part about the whole horse thing was a lot of people had tried to cut out the Michael part, which was incredible. I had the original. And the Michael part might be the funniest when you said... Did you just say horse or?
A horse.
the horse.
Huh? Why didn't you just say caballo?
No.
Pepe, don't get upset.
In the Spanish, there is a saying that
I
says,
get
no
that take.
Worse than nothing worse than the horse and the hat.
The what?
The whole bunch
the horse. The horse.
What is the horse?
Yeah, the horse is on the Porsche logo. And
el caballo.
And the bird in the Orioles logo is wearing a hat.
Did he say horse or horse?
That's what I thought he said, the horse.
Yeah, the horse.
But I didn't know he was talking about a caballo.
Yeah.
So anyways,
that's
we got
that. That's another word for you to...
Oh, I know that word.
Cappy.
I know
caballo.
That word.
Right, caballo.
Caballo, yes.
Pepe, how do you say... seriously, how do you say focus in Spanish?
Concéntrate.
Concéntrate?
Concéntrate.
Concéntrate.
Concéntrate. No. Concéntrate.
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 No.
No?
I can't get it.
Concéntrate.
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 Is he doing it right?
No. Say it.
Okay, I'll try it. Concéntrate.
Oh, my God.
Chris, try it.
Concéntrate.
A little closer.
Plus, yeah. I threw in a little flavor, though.
You did throw in some flavor.
Yeah, you
got to move the wrist a little bit.
Yeah. Exactly.
Chris tried to Spanish it up.
Yeah. Tell you what, this was a weird-ass show.
Yeah, but it was a fun show. You're in a better mood than when you left yesterday.
I'm definitely in a better mood.
Crew, it's going to be here in 52 minutes.
Yachtly Crew, I have not seen live.
Well, Friday, March 29th, 710 ESPN night at the Whiskey.
Yeah.
You and I are going to get on stage.
How cool is that? We have a 710 ESPN night at the Whiskey.
Yes.
And, and you and I are in Minnesota that night or something.
It was any other night.
It was any other night, exactly, Michael Thompson. Yeah. And the members of the band are going to be here, right?
Four of the members, the lead singer, the drummer, I believe one of the guitarists, and somebody else.
Do you have a studio situation set? Up where they're going to do a number.
We're just lucky that the three mics are working, the three guest mics.
If
Chris, I wanted to compliment you on that. We've never had all five mics in the studio working at the same time in the last 3 years.
Mason's a singer. Is he going to get up there with the band?
Maybe.
Oh, I mean, I can do a little
Harry Connick Jr.
Mace, what's your, like, I know you don't love yacht rock, but if you had to pick one yacht rock song, what would you pick?
Sailing that away.
I thought you were going to say Gino Vanelli.
Gino Minnelli.
Vanelli. No, it's going to be fun. I want this to be the interview I'm remembered for. This is it. This is the pinnacle.
The Yachtly Crew interview?
This is the biggest thing I'll ever do.
Oh, it's awesome. Well, you're dressed for it.
And so look at Cappy. Cappy's got the captain hat.
Yeah.
Sinato not here today?
No.
What's the weird picture of Cappy that's floating around on the internet?
Oh, the AI one?
No, he's with the puppy.
The puppy's not real. The puppy's not real.
And you look like you've had work.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. You've got work.
I think you look fabulous.
You look like Siegfried and Roy.
Well, he does perform like that on the weekends, but that's only because Rachel makes him. So.
Hey, goodness, Cappy. What was that?
Yeah, what is that, Cappy?
Cappy, did you get some work done?
Did you have a little... A nip and a tuck?
No, what happened was, what happened was they put an AI dog on me.
Okay.
You know, so the dog is AI, and so somehow through the picture and the video, it turned my face Casper the Ghost White.
Yeah.
Casper the Ghost White.
So when you say they put a dog on you, was it the social media team?
Yeah, the social media team.
Oh, the social media team here.
They put a dog on me.
Yeah, it did something weird to your face.
Yeah, I know it did, but it seems to be going viral.
Do you know today is an interesting moment for me? Because I always sit here in the middle thing. No matter, even if it's just Cappy and I and Sinato's on the road or whatever.
Yep.
But today, because we've got three guests, I'm going to have to sit in that chair.
Oh.
And I never would pull that move. Like, remember when Corporate Greg couldn't wait to get in that chair?
Oh, yeah.
He ran to the chair.
Yeah, he was like climbing over dead bodies to get in that chair.
Seriously. Crawling over people to get in
the
chair.
But I'm going to sit in there today.
This is the big boy chair.
Yeah, well,
as many people
say on Twitter, I am a big boy. So.
Captain O Captain.
Captain, my captain.
I don't know if Michael can hear me. Michael, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Michael, do you know that you got dumped earlier in the segment?
For saying what?
For saying focus.
I sounded like Pepe said it.
Right, I know, and they dumped you.
Oh, come on.
I know, that's what I said. I'm back here going, what are you guys doing? Don't dump
Pepe,
him.
I appreciate your Spanish accent.
They dumped him.
That's ridiculous.
Pepe, your thoughts?
I'm not going to say anything.
Great job, Pepe. Great job.
Good non-response.
No, it's Michael on one side and the magician on the other side because he changes everything. He disappears and creates new things, which is Cappy.
Everybody back here dumped. Everybody wanted to dump. Laura wanted to dump.
Yep.
Bergie wanted to dump.
Was there a vote?
Lindsay wanted to dump. Beto wanted to dump. Brian didn't want to dump, but they forced him to.
I'm the only guy. Michael did lean into it too much.
I'm the only guy back here going, don't dump that.
But they didn't dump Pepe, did they?
No, they didn't dump Pepe.
Pepe was like, but you leaned into it a lot.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
No violation of any FCC rules.
Yeah.
And I don't care.
I don't need to pay anything.
Those guys just have focus over there. They have a lot of focus.
If you just change the O in focus to a U, you get what Pepe said.
By the way, we're going to post the video in just a moment. I've been in pain because you caused that giant knot in my shoulder yesterday. So Cappy cracked me in Lindsay's office, the usual mounting and cracking.
Right.
But then in my office, he rubbed me down with his THC rub and CBD rub, and I'm feeling great.
So you took your clothes off.
No. He mounted me with clothes.
Rub you with THC lotion?
Well, we just unbuttoned a little bit, and he kind of put his hand in there, gently.
Just a hand sliding in.
Now,
Cappy,
I don't know if you heard this or not yet, but there has been a softening in Juan's position about you guys coming over to the house.
I had not heard that. Juan is now softening.
He's softening.
And Cap, I just want to say
so
that my jacuzzi
before.
Is bigger than Mason's, and you're welcome anytime. We're gonna bring your friends.
We're
gonna bring Rachel's friends.
Thanks.
Especially.
Yeah.
We're going to do both that night. We're going to hit your jacuzzi.
Then
we'll head south to Manhattan Beach.
Why is Juan softening all of a sudden?
Here's why. Because Mason went home and complained about me and Corporate Greg, and now they realize, you know what? We're going to get him by winning Bit of the Year, and you will win Bit of the Year with that.
Now, are you getting a naked or a Speedo?
Speedo.
Full Speedo. Boy, get the social media team there for that.
You get in with the Speedo, and then while you're submerged,
take it off.
Throw it out.
Right. And throw it out.
Then we drain it immediately.
What will Juan do if he sees two Speedos flying out of the jacuzzi?
Mace, why is he all of a sudden open to the idea?
I think, you know, he started listening to the show, which is weird.
Well, tell him to stop that immediately. You will be out of this relationship in a year.
I hope he's... is not listening.
Yeah.
But he uses the app now and like heard almost all of yesterday's show.
Oh, well, you
including the jacuzzi
tipped him off to yesterday's show.
I swear to God I did not.
Juan, Is you better listen.
Is he going to be appalled at Pepe's language on the show?
Probably.
No, because it got
there
dumped.
There you go again.
It got dumped anyway. Yeah. There you go again, Michael. Yeah. All right, so coming up today, it's Cappy, Morales.
Lindsay, DeAndre, the whole mishpucha.
Nice, nice.
And we got an early radio Tinder at 4:45, and then at 5, around 5:35, 5:40, we're going to do Big Deal, No Deal. Then we got Yahweh Crew 5 o'clock.
Out. Awesome. All right. So stay tuned. We're back tomorrow at 1. Shidano and Cappy coming up next with the whole crew. 710 ESPN.